sometimes you just have to be mad, and that's okay too. What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline, and I am your host. I am a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and I'm committed to sharing with you all the stuff they probably should have taught us in school. Today's episode is all about leaning into those uncomfortable emotions and finding the lesson in each. I want you to know that it's okay to feel however the fuck you feel. So, let's dive in. Ah, I'm just so angry and I hate it. I cannot tell you how many times I have said that. Anger is not a comfortable emotion for me. And honestly, as much sadness and hurt that has come up through therapy and what I've processed, there's been equal amounts of anger, and it makes me so uncomfortable. Like, I'm sitting in my therapist's office on her little couch, and I'm straight yelling at her, and a huge part of me wants to hold back because I don't consider myself an angry person. I feel pretty uncomfortable in that emotion, probably because we think, you know, and based on our experiences, anger sometimes leads to really irrational decisions and behaviors. And so I don't like feeling out of control. And that's exactly how anger makes me feel. So when I'm sitting with my therapist lately and I feel so angry, just like burning, fiery anger, she goes, "Feel into that. I can see you holding yourself back. Just let yourself feel that." Because a huge part of what I'm doing in therapy right now is healing from that. Healing from all the things I never let myself feel. It's as much that as it is processing the shit. So giving myself permission to just be fucking angry. But I'll be honest, it's really uncomfortable. But what is one thing that I always say about our mental health? Lean into the discomfort. Do the thing that challenges you. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. So I know I have to lean into it. I know I have to allow myself to feel that emotion, to be raw and vulnerable in that. And I want to give you permission to do the same. Because on the other side of the coin, you might not feel comfortable in happiness. The thing is, we all have different baselines for where we spend our time. And so I have a pretty high baseline. My happiness baseline is pretty high. And so it takes a lot to exceed that because genuinely most of the time I feel pretty happy. And so it takes traveling and adventure and new and exciting things to bring a lot of happiness to my life because I'm so full of gratitude and pure joy for the things that I do have. But at the same time, my baseline for anger is really low. I spend a super small amount of time feeling that way. It takes a lot to make me genuinely angry. Like, I get irritated and annoyed. Let me preach at you about Derek Chewin with his mouth open one more time. Like, those things bother me. But that fiery anger, my baseline for that's pretty low. So I don't experience that very much. And then obviously my anxiety baseline is very high. I spend a lot of time there too. But I want you to think about, do you know what your baselines are for different emotions? Because we all just assume that we experience things the same way. You think that you are supposed to experience happiness the same way I do, or anger the same way I do, or anxiety the same way I do. And it's just not the way it is. We're all going to experience those things at different levels. And so I want you to think that if you had a 1 to 10 scale, 10 being the happiest, the most anxious, or the angriest you've ever felt, and 1 being, I never experienced this. This is very low for me, very unusual, unknown waters. where would you place yourself on each of those scales? Like, do you live more towards the top where your emotions are really high in that category? Or are they a little bit lower and not so impactful on your life? Because the good news is, no matter what your baseline is, you can change that. So I am at a high baseline for anxiety. Obviously, I'm working really hard to lower that. I don't want to live in this constant state of fear and on edge and the unknown. I want to live in a more calm, peaceful state. And so I would say my anxiety on average for me is usually closer to like a 7 or an 8. And I love to live at more of like a 3 or 4, where I have a good amount of anxiety that keeps me safe, helps me make good decisions and be really productive, but doesn't disrupt my life, doesn't keep me in a place where I'm on the verge of a panic attack a lot. Also, though, I have really high happiness baseline. I want that one to be high because I experience it then more often, more frequently. I stay in that state. And so lately, my anger baseline has been challenged because typically I'm in like a 2 or 3, not really experiencing much anger very often, just here or there. And lately, with therapy and what I'm processing, my baseline for anger has been more like 5, 6, or 7. And that's really fucking uncomfortable because it's such a powerful emotion and it makes me feel really vulnerable. So I want you to just check in with yourself. Where do you kind of live generally? And where do you need to just, we're just creating awareness around this right now. Where are your baselines at? But let's also take a look at your peaceful and calm, content, neutral. Do you spend a lot of time there? Because if you do, you're like, wow, yeah, I don't know. Things feel pretty good. I'm just calm. I just feel really calm. And I think a lot of us strive for that. But sometimes we really get it confused with numbness, with blocking out other powerful emotions. So I don't want you to, and I know a lot of you listening have anxiety, I don't want you to strive for peaceful. I don't want you to strive for relaxed and content. Those are great temporary states of being when you need to unwind and calm yourself down. But that's not where I want you to live. I want you to be able to fully experience anger and happiness and joy and hate, even. Like, I want you to experience all of those things because those really powerful moments, those really memorable times when you're having those emotions, is when you're living. Those are the times when you are experiencing life as it was meant to be lived. You're not holding back. You're being raw and vulnerable and allowing your emotions to consume you. And that is such a powerful thing. And I want to give you permission to just feel, because so many times we're like, your emotions are making me uncomfortable. Like, please stop. And we want to like shut off our emotions so that we don't offend somebody. Well, I want you to go out and offend somebody. I want you to feel. I want you to get so in tune with your emotions that you're not afraid to let people see how you actually feel. Lean into that. Let other people be uncomfortable. It's our perception of how they're feeling that's holding us back from more. And I don't want that for you. I want you to feel everything so deeply. Everything from hurt to love. Because if we can experience hurt deeply and let it in and really feel it and express it, then that will make the love and happiness and joy a million times better. But you can't have one end of the spectrum without the other. It might sound fucking weird. It might sound a little woo-woo. But I really want to give you permission to feel. I want you to feel safe and in control of your mind and your body, and to know that when you experience these things, your body can handle it. Your body was created to handle your emotions. And you stunting them, whether good or bad, is going to have a really negative impact on your life. So I'm giving you permission to yell, cry, scream, laugh, smile, tell someone you love them, tell someone you're upset with them. Break the rules a little bit. Society places us in a little box and says, don't you dare upset somebody else. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. And I say, fuck that. I want you to say how you feel. I want you to mean what you say. And I want you to love and live so fiercely that people go, wow, she's doing something right. My biggest hope for you is that you'll stop holding yourself back. I love you guys so much, and I want to remind you to feel. Allow your emotions to consume you. Express them, let them out, and feel them with every ounce of your being. You're safe. You're okay. Feel it. I love you so much, and I can't wait until we can spend some more time together.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.